Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at publicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey. And this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have a full panel here for us, folks. We have joining us tonight, firstly, none other than the premier RBN thought criminal, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Stephen, good evening, brother.
Howdy, Richard. Hello, RBN. Great to be here as always. It's like you got quite a posse of thought criminals lined up, too. Yes, sir.
Indeed. Indeed. And, well, Stephen, before we start, well, I should, of course, remind people, you know, as always, check out your broadcast. That's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. So it's 8 a.m. Saturdays, so tomorrow. Thought Crime Live with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And, well, you wanted to mention something about your
Yes, life. Thank you. Tomorrow morning, I'll have the Phil Turney, president of the USS Liberty Survivors Association, joining me for the two hours. And Mike Gaddy's going to be riding shotgun.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Brilliant. It should be quite a show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I look forward to our discussion here today as well. As you said, should be interesting with these gentlemen we have on board. We have James in Vancouver joining us. And, yeah, you're no stranger to James as well, Stephen. James, hello. Can you hear us okay? Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. I hear you, gentlemen. I'm calling live from North Carolina, Randolph County. No, Vancouver.
Very nice.
Did I tell you, Richard? I looked up the fourth great grandfather. He was born 1746, Randolph County, North Carolina. Back to you.
Okay. All right. Very, very interesting indeed. Yeah, we have a lot of RBN affiliates now around the Carolinas, for sure. We also have today none other than Robbie in Florida. Hey, Robbie, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Great to have you. Glad it worked out. You know, never know with Fridays and people's schedules, who can make it for which week. So, yeah, glad to snag you when it worked.
Glad to be here.
Cool. And so, before we get into anything else as far as topics, I kind of wanted to touch on just what you were messaging me recently, Robbie. You were mentioning like one guy who was on RBN recently. He was
in the
suggesting
UK,
not
yeah.
to. Yeah, he was suggesting not to wake people up, for whatever his reasoning is. I mean, I don't know. I have heard that, you want to wait for people to come around to you about if you're going too deep into things, give them maybe some hints or clues. But I don't know, the best students are seeking the knowledge in advance, I suppose. But to some extent, people, if they don't even know what they need to know, you can't help but. Because, you had a few comments. I don't know if you want to share them with the listeners.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, no. You just said I couldn't sleep at night knowing what I know without sharing it with everyone you can. And, that's something I'm sure other people out there can relate to, that you, you have as a reaction to that sort of a stance. And then, I like this you mentioned. I look at RBN like a gun for like-minded people who go out and evangelize what they know and try to wake people up. And then you say, if at least if we hang together, we can say we tried. But yeah, I like a lot of what you said here. Actually, you went on to mention, RBN is like a hub, like a place to talk about, what they know, share. Otherwise, you know, what are we doing here? And Stephen, I'm sure you could speak to that.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good way to put it. And I'm actually out there actively recruiting future thought criminals from the people I meet. I want to find the next generation. This thing, it's almost like being called to do this. The truth, like you said, it won't let you sleep at night once you learn it without sharing it with people. And it can be frustrating because a lot of people are still programmed and don't want to wake up. But we got to try. Just like you said, man, I got to put my best effort out. I'm not going to be remembered as one who kept my head down and my mouth shut.
And James, I don't know, what would you say in response to these comments?
You mean like, am I going to change the world, that kind of thing?
Well, I don't know. How do you feel about these?
Okay, so if you want to know, you ask me, because I'll... I don't know what the answer to that is. I think in some cases, yeah, we can be effective. And in other cases, we can't be. And it's always a subtle situation because there are so many different personalities out there. At least there's two basic personalities, one that will be open and ones that will not. So back to you.
All right, well, Robbie, here up. How would you comment after you've had some feedback here from Stephen and James?
I just believe that cognitive dissonance is a real disease that you're right. I mean, you can't get through to too many people. And I don't try to go around. I look for the opportunity, put it that way. I don't go around and just door-to-door salesman. But if I'm at the beach somewhere, if I'm fishing and someone brings up politics or someone brings something up, it's an opportunity to share with people. And I just feel like the things that I've learned and how I learned was someone just showed me a video. And I'll repeat this, my testimony. I saw a video called Dancing Israelis, and it blew my mind. It just changed my whole outlook on everything. And I don't know, and I've shared it to other people. It does nothing to them. It's like nothing. Well, this shows who did this, and then the USS Liberty, and then on and on. And then, you know, but it's my duty to at least share that with people, and I look for opportunities to do that. And I feel like we all should share a little bit. And this is a good, like I say, I think this is a hub. I meant to say hub. I did the voice speaking thing, and my phone said gun. This is like a hub for everyone to get together and share knowledge, and then share it with people. You know, I mean, that's what we can do. I mean, that's really all we can do. That's, you know, that seems like the only weapon I have is what I know, you know? I mean, I post things on the internet, too. If I see a lot of, and I never had Facebook before, but you know what? I'm using it for a weapon now. I never had TikTok, I use it for a weapon now. If I see all these people being starved to death and bombed to death and killed over there in Gaza and stuff, I put every video I can on Facebook until they kick me out or throw me off, and they haven't. And I want everyone to see that. I only have a few friends, but I share it with them.
And what would you like to address? Like, what topics, you know, do you think are important? You'd like to bring up today?
Well, I think that they're pulling something now. You're starting to see, like here in Florida. I don't know if you noticed, over in Hernando County near you. They have the whole driver's license thing shut down because of the computers. I went to a grocery store the other day, computers all shut down and shut down the store. Went to a Circle K, shut down the store. Went to a lottery machine, they shut that down. They're saying things are getting hacked. You're going to hear more and more about things being hacked. It's just like a little bit at a time. They're starting to do this. And I saw that coming, and I think people, need to be aware of that. You've probably heard some of that too. We talked about that before at AT&T, and you know, little things like Facebook and just little things are starting to, and they're blaming it on hackers, you know, the Russians, the Iranians or whatever, and they're doing it. That's something to bring up. And
well, here, I think James, that, James, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, we dropped 7.5 million tons of bombs on Vietnam over a 10-year period, right? So what were we doing? Fighting against communism, or we just needed to get rid of the inventory? So you see, this is how wars work. They say, well, you know, it's ideology, but no, it's not. It's business, so... that would be my attitude toward war. Wars are planned. Wars don't break out, like Walter Cronkite said. I think I said that yesterday. This is how it works. And Eisenhower, well, were you talking about Eisenhower or whatever? It's the same old thing. Back to you.
Well, Robbie, where else? I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off there. Where else did you want to go with that?
Well, another thing, I don't know if you noticed, I don't know if you own any property here in Florida, but I do, and they want to tax me $300 more a year. I mean, that's off the track of what we're talking about, but they're going to be raising taxes here in Florida if you own property. They're trying to get it on the bill. $300 more, I already jacked my taxes at $100 this year. I'm going to have to get out of here. They're going to tax me off my property. I'm seeing a lot of that, too, here. Florida's starting to, being careful, it'll be like California.
Yeah, and Stephen, you were telling me a lot about that in South Carolina as well. Do you want to share something?
Yeah, the taxes are going sky high here too. It's ridiculous. I agree. I don't know how I'm going to continue to survive, but I'm going to do the best I can. You know, that's every. I think maybe the only thing ultimately you own is your word and your honor, because they could come take, you think you own the property, the land, but if you don't pay those taxes, they'll come kick you off of it, sell it to the highest bidder. And that's the goal. I mean, that's the goal all along, is to do away with private property. We know that from the WEF, the World Economic Forum. They say you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. In other words, we're going to do this to you whether you like it or not. And I think that it is all part of the plan. I have to agree with James, too, that these wars, they are planned ahead of time. And let me respond to one other thing you said, Robbie, that these cyber attacks, many times they're going to blame whoever, but it's often them doing it. You remember when Vault 7 from the CIA dump came out, and they admitted that they have all these tools that they can pin it on anyone they want to. It's very frustrating when they tell you that this thing, whatever they have planned, is we were hacked by Russia. I don't believe that that's necessarily the case. Now, if wars were fought the way that we're told they were fought, then that would be something like that. Then it would be retaliation back and forth between nations. But I think that more often than not, that the government itself sees us as the enemy. It's making war on us, and they stage these wars with each other just to carry out the agenda more. That goes all the way back to when there were monarchies, feudalism, where the one king would write another one, oh, the peasants are getting uppity. We need to have a war, cousin. It's like, yeah, that's where the real distinction lies, I believe, between the haves and the have-nots. These masters of war, I call them, but they're the ones who profit from this and enslave all of us. As long as that dichotomy exists, then things are just going to continue along, unless we can somehow make them irrelevant. I don't believe we can take them out. We certainly can't outspend them. So, yeah, I'm with you guys on that.
James?
Well, on the other hand, when you look at this standoff and this brinksmanship that Israel is trying to pull on Iran, and what should Iran do? Maybe Iran should fire at Israel. Let's bring it on, and that way we can get rid of BlackRock and a whole lot of other problems. Maybe we can get the country back. Back to you.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I assume, responding to all these updates we've had recently, they're trying to quote as much of a tough talk interpretation as possible from Iranian leadership. Again, you know, that's where we're just subject to the translators, and you know, who's to say, but from what I have, the most recent I was sharing with you gentlemen today, U.S. urges Tehran not to target American bases if it retaliates against Israel. So, you know, more and more, I mean, they're suggesting, you know, they're trying to just get everyone. I mean, the stock market, as far as oil and food prices, have seriously spiked due to people fearing an attack on Israel from Iran now. So, I mean, yeah, the Israeli-controlled and influenced media in the West clearly has been telegraphing this heavily. They're just saturating everyone with it. And it's had its
Richard,
a response.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Richard, sorry to interrupt. How did the market do today, then? Stock market in lieu of the threats.
Well, no, I mean, well, yeah, that's what I've been reading, is that, like, when they're referring specifically crude oil and food prices have been spiking. Yeah, those are the main things that have been reported, even through...
Commodities are spiking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll mean war.
And right. So, I mean, right. But how likely is this to happen? I mean, how often in the past, you know, I remember, how many years ago was that, Stephen, when Netanyahu had like the cartoon bombs, almost like a Wile E. Coyote looking cartoon bomb, and talking about showing like different phases of like, you know, where we are now on this timeline to total total attack from, you know, they're just, you know, he was just trying, it was just complete hyperbole, you know.
I agree, and that goes back way back to the 90s, okay? Stinky's been doing that for a long time. That's his shtick, that little bomb, you know, and they're filling it in. Yes, before long, Iran is going to have a nuke, and, you know, we're going to have to take care of that. And he started talking about this right after they attacked the reactor in Iraq. I forgot the name of that facility, but they attacked a nuclear reactor in Iraq back in the 80s, it was a preemptive strike, they said, because that was meant for them. But, you know, never mind the people that were there. And I don't know. I heard a statement from an Iranian high up that says, what am I going to do if I get a nuke? Polish it? Because if they use it, then that's like all bets are off, you know? Then that would mean the quote-unquote Samson option that Israel is always telegraphing. And I have heard a lot of this. You want to know my take on it? I think that what may be happening is that there's at least an artificial distancing between Israel and the Biden administration, that supposedly Israel did not let the Biden administration know that they were going to hit that embassy in Syria, that they didn't let them know ahead of time that they were going to bomb Iran's embassy in Damascus. So there's a little tiff there, and now they're communicating in back channels with Iran, saying, okay, just leave us out of it. You can go ahead. Oh, there's the first break, folks.
Well, yeah, no, please pick that up where you were on the other side. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
UB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Beyond the official narrative. Here at Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Robbie in Florida, James in Vancouver, and Stephen Douglas Whitener in South Carolina. Stephen, if you could get back your train of thought, maybe repeat the last line or so, continue from before the break.
Yes, sir. What may be going on, and this is, I'm no prophet like James, but just from what I have been able to glean from the different sources that I've been following, is that there's at least the semblance, there, at least making it look like there's a tiff between the Biden administration and Netanyahu, who I call Stinky, because they did not let the Biden administration know that they were going to bomb the embassy in Damascus, that they were going to hit that. And they did. I mean, that was Iranian sovereign territory. That was literally an act of war against Iran when they did that. They bombed the embassy and the property next to it, killed a bunch of people, killed a bunch of Iranian guards. So now there's supposedly back channel communications going on between Iran and the U.S., and that the U.S. is saying, just leave us out of it when you retaliate. And there were reports that the go-ahead had been given to launch attacks from Iran last night, but haven't seen anything about them happening already. And what this reminds me of is that right before 9/11, there were agreements that were being hammered out to send Marines to Gaza, you know, U.S. Marines. We were going to send U.S. troops there as peacekeepers or whatever. And then, of course, we had 9/11. So that seemed like that was probably just misdirection, at least on one level. So now it seems like they're going to set this up for where, okay, Biden's not following along. He's not backing up our greatest ally, Israel. So we're going to have to put Trump in. And AIPAC will probably try to make sure Trump gets elected to propagate the war further. That's just my thought at first pale from this, that that's what's being set up here. And they've already decided to send troops to make this port in Gaza. And it just it does not sound good. This is more war. They always want more war. And you can see, as you mentioned, the spot prices are spiking. We're in a hyperinflation now. I believe that this is Weimar America. So what's the answer to that? It's always more war. And that's just my point of view. Let me toss it back to you guys.
Okay, well, no, because that's interesting, because, yeah, I was hearing a suggestion from, this was months ago, I know, at least, but James, you were suggesting that, yeah, you don't think Biden would be as easily manipulable as a Republican administration or the Trump administration for a wartime president. I don't know, but I mean, he seemed like a non-interventionist in some of his talk, but then we saw, what, the targeting of, what was it, Soleimani. So, yeah, I don't know. What would you say, based on what Stephen was just mentioning?
Well, I think that what Netanyahu is doing is not only bringing the Democrats down, but it's bringing Trump down as well. And how this plays out, you might have the American voters saying, well, the hell with the Democrats and the Republicans, will go with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Because I think that Trump's got the big following right now, but things may change drastically if the United States is brought into a conflict and the people of the United States do not want to get into this conflict. They're sick of war, I think. And so that's how I would predict that that deal. Back to you.
Robbie? Robbie, are you... Okay, looks like we lost his connection, and we're getting near the break, actually, so maybe we'll get his take on the other side. I want to remind everyone to support Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, this is the canary in the coal mine of free speech. You know, it truly is, and you can expect most everything to go down if we get taken down in near future with all of this, a framing of... free speech as permitted speech, all of the hate speech labels you're seeing more and more around so much in our political landscape, social landscape. If you can, folks, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page. You'll greatly appreciate it. You can call 800-724-2719. Extension 3 to help by phone. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around, another dies. Think about this, his looks could kill. This is bad, but you're dream of familiar places.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with James in Vancouver, Robbie in Florida, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Robbie, I don't know, were you able to catch Stephen and James? Okay, well, what would you add to their comments?
Well, I just stop and think. We've got to go back to 2020. We've got to go back to where when the pandemic broke out and they said all these people in Iran were dying, falling over everywhere. They got these shirts that were shipped to them and they had the COVID in it and they were dying everywhere. There's all these film footage of, you know, pictures of all these mass graves and all. And I got to thinking then, when someone just gave them billions of dollars on top of that, or they're just, you know, they're getting paid to play. And I think it's theater. And I'll say it again. I think everything is going to be this perfect storm that lines up to this, to the central bank. The same thing you see at China. They want us to be China. I mean, that's, I'll keep saying that. That's what I believe is theater. Will be a war in there somewhere, people killed? Sure, I'm sure. But it's like the whole world sitting back and watching these people. They're wiping out a whole race of people. I don't see Iran saying, hey, bring the Palestinians over here. Let them come through here. We'll take care of them. I don't see Egypt doing it. I don't see Jordan. I don't see anybody doing it because they all know who runs the world. So do they. And they're playing along with it. That's my take on it, guys.
You know, that makes me think of an interesting story I came across today. Evidently, there were a lot of McDonald's franchise owned by some Alanya, A-L-O-N-Y-A-L, Alanya Limited. And that's been since what, like the, well, since over 30 years ago, okay, when they introduced 225 locations, ultimately 5,000 staff members. Ever since early in the Gazan situation, there's been a boycott, okay, their McDonald's at least, over there in Israel. They're evidently, you know, not in favor of the Israeli state's actions, stance, you know. And so now the McDonald's, bigger corporation, larger corporation, has decided to buy out those 225 locations so that they'll be Israeli government friendly, and the boycott can stop, and you know, they have this big statement about how, you know, McDonald's wants to be sure to continue to service its Israeli customers and blah blah blah, and, you know, they talk about the what it represents 2.something% worldwide of McDonald's sales, ironically. But so Stephen, I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, we're told that there's no Rothschild Central Bank there in Iran, but they are. They do go to Switzerland and meet with the Bank of International Settlements. Those, the same fraternity, the same inside group of people are conspiring together. I do believe that's happening. I agree. And it's these governments that are to blame, not necessarily the people that are there. What they wish to do, I believe, is to do what they're doing to Gaza, to the rest of Amalek. I mean, haven't they already invoked Amalek in this genocide, that the real fight is against us? And I think that's what's happening, and they'll blame it on Netanyahu's political struggles and all, but, you know, it just seems like it's going too well according to their plan to me, too. I agree with you that a lot of this is theater, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to have a huge war. I remember years ago, Joel Skousen had said, he said this a lot now, he's brought this up, he said, at one point when they're able, they're going to take out the U.S. military just with one strike, and then we're all going to have to go along with their new system, their central bank digital currency stuff. And another thing, I have not been able to find a literal link, that a proof that they're going to sacrifice this red heifer during Passover. Initially everybody was saying that's going to happen on Good Friday, and now what, the ramp that they have been showing is not a new one, and you know, it just, a lot of it, just like you said, seems to be theater to me, psyops to keep us separated, keep us at each other's throat, and keep us afraid. I do believe that's happening, too. Yes, I can't argue with that, Robbie.
James? James, your thought following that?
Well, I'm just checking here, you see, because I believe Iran will sell its oil to China and Russia for Chinese yuan and Russian rubles, and I don't think that Iran has any SWIFT banking with the West. They have this currency called the rial, but this is, I think, part of the whole issue here, is that these countries like Iran, the BRICS, China, and Russia are not going to trade in the U.S. dollar. And then this will cause a devaluation, of course, in the U.S. dollar. And then the bankers that operate the Federal Reserve and such like will have a problem with their currency. It will be devalued because people don't want it. So this could be something that's at the heart of the issue. Back to you.
Robbie.
Well, I don't know what to say there. I just go back to when I looked at all that stuff with COVID, and some of our friends were going, well, look, man, this stuff is real. It's killing all these Iranians. Look, there's thousands of them and thousands of them and thousands of them. And then that whole story went away. They're like playing along with this COVID thing. Let's go back to COVID. COVID plays in with all this. That was another something to get us into that gate. You know how you get cattle into a gate, trying to get us on that track there with the COVID thing. Look at all the people who participated in that. I didn't think Iran would. Right after that happened, they got a whole bunch of money, or right before that, they got a whole bunch of money everybody raised hell about. They sent billions of dollars over there that they had frozen since the Khomeini, or no, since who was it? The guy who, well, you know, the guy back in the 80s who took off. We got him over here.
The Shah.
The Shah. There we go. Yeah.
He ran to Egypt.
He went to Egypt, yeah. But they had their money, came here and had heart surgery or something. I remember that. And then they had their money tied up in the bank, and all of a sudden they gave it to him. And right after that, this whole COVID thing broke out. Everyone was mad about that. When they shipped all them billions of dollars and gave it to the IRAs, it was locked up in there, you know, it's seized. Well, there's something fishy about that. Then all of a sudden the COVID thing happens, and there's people dying here left and right too, falling everywhere. It's just fishy. Something fishy about all that. There's always something fishy about the Russians too. Don't trust them. Don't, you know, I mean, you saw the interview with Putin. I think he's on board with it. He had a jab. He's down with the COVID thing. I think they even spray chemtrails over there. I mean, he's in, as you know, it just all looks really fishy. And in the last 5 years, they haven't had any war with us. Everything we're doing in Syria, robbing their oil, going underground is taking the oil from them. Genie Oil Company or whatever it was, Genie Energy. No one stopped that, you know. You know, Putin didn't stop any of that. He didn't fight back. He's like, well, he's the adult in the room. No, he's paid off like the rest of them. If you got billions of dollars like him, they own him too. They own everybody. Think about it. Like Trump. Oh, Trump, they hate him. No, they don't. He'd be dead if they hated him. Okay? He'd be dead. In the ground buried. Okay? That's the way I see it. If it did the JFK, why wouldn't they kill him? And American attention span is, oh, Trump died last week. Move on to the next disaster. Oh, shooting over here. Oh, okay. 50 people killed. Okay. Their minds, everyone's mind is like a TikTok, like 30 seconds. Okay. Trump's dead. Move on. Next. He'd be dead. He'd be gone. They keep him in there too. He's just another clown. Well, I look at it.
Stephen?
Yeah, I think you might be right that Trump is going to be selected to ramp up the war, and the war is always against us, the people, by the government. More people were killed by their governments in the 20th century, many, many more than in a war against some other government. That's the most dangerous thing on the earth after the medical system is the government. And the most dangerous thing in the U.S. now is a medical doctor. You know, more people die from medical mistakes or whatever, not even mistakes. I mean, I believe that they literally harvest the revenue as long as they can, keep them as sick as they can for as long as possible, then want them to die as quickly as possible. And it's all about the money, too, just like you said. This is being pumped up, and the Federal Reserve surely knows what's going on. They're not that stupid. I mean, they can see that if they keep pumping this up, that it can't survive. It's just kind of like shutting Russia off from that system. Well, what's Russia going to do? They're going to become more resilient. They're going to develop their own thing. And that's what has happened. And I don't believe that it's a mistake, that I think that it all is being manipulated to bring about a moment of crisis where they can bring about this new system that, okay, you guys sign on to this and you won't lose everything you have. We'll just have to give you a haircut. You know, it just all does seem to be headed in that direction. I don't know that I agree with everything Joel Skousen might have said, but that kind of operation looks like it's planned, and it probably has been planned several times in the past. I don't think that these operations go as smoothly as they expect them to. There's always a fly in the ointment, and they're not all on the same page. They're conspiring together, but there are factions too, and it reminds me of Aaron Russo and the Rockefeller who came to visit him. Aaron Russo talked about the not being anything in the Constitution to have to pay income taxes, and he was associated with the Reform Party or the Constitution Party and some other things. And then Rockefeller came and told him there's going to be this event, and people are going to be looking around in caves and yada, yada. But it's not real, and they would be able to do whatever they wanted pretty much out of that event. And I do believe that they have other events planned just to usher in more slavery for us. I do believe that's true. I agree with that. But still, the stage is there. The stage is set. And we're going to have to deal with the actors fighting each other. When, you know, when elephants wrestle, the grass gets trampled, I've heard said. I'll toss it back to you guys after that.
Okay. Yeah, no, James.
Yes, I checked the Dow just now, and it was up 307 points today. So it doesn't sound to me like there's some panic out there. So we can wait till Monday, the eclipse day. Back to you.
Okay, well, maybe there were some cherry-picked headlines that they used for the articles on the Iranian scare as they're trying to build there, for sure. Robbie, over to you, sir.
Oh, well, I don't have much more to say about it all than I, you know, I agree it could be, you know, a war, but it seems to me, have you guys ever heard of troll farms? A troll farm is these big facilities. Now, this sounds crazy, but they have in Israel, and they like these kids who do gaming and all, the people in their military, the young people. They get on there, and they're paid to hack our computers, to go on to places like Gab and push hate, you know, racial hate and stuff like that. They're paid to go in and hack things. You know, they can hack our, if they can say a ship could be hacked to hit a bridge, and they can hack one of our destroyers. They can hack one of our jets. I think the excuse is going to be everything's going to be hacked. Okay, that's your war right there, a cyber war. Doesn't it sound a little bit more friendly? Nobody dies, just everything's shut down. They have no power. You know, I mean, that's with some killing going on. Yeah, well, there's killing going on now. Look what you're doing to this people who don't even have weapons to fight them. But, yeah, I think it's going to be, before it gets that bad, I think they're going to hit us with some kind of something. If they're going to trigger this war off, it's going to be something cyber here. Like, well, they shut off the, you know, the banks aren't working, the stores aren't working, you know, everybody got water and everybody, you know, one of those deals, a Hunger Games type of deal, maybe. That's all I got. Stephen?
Yeah, I would agree with that. They've already telegraphed that from Klaus Schwab talking about cyber polygon is what he called it. And I remember I talked about this on Thought Crime Live a month or so ago. Back in 2010, I think it was, they talked about March Madness. They did this war game where such a thing happened that the networks got infected, and it ended up with also it was coordinated with strikes on power facilities and everything. I think that that is what's coming, and that they've been war gaming that for some time. And I do believe that that ship was hacked by who? I don't know. Was it Israel? Because Israel got, you know, intel inside. They have a backdoor to everything, and it's been going through Israel since before 9/11. But they're not the only ones that do that. Russia has troll farms, and the CIA does too. Every major government, that China has a lot of them too. I mean, all these governments do maintain that kind of operation. I think that the U.S. is farther behind than other countries in that. But, and I do believe that's what will happen. I think you're right about that, that it'll be cyber when it starts, that the first attack will come through our grid, either the banking or maybe the power system. They've been telegraphing for this eclipse. Okay, they're closed. I'm surprised that they haven't closed the Dow already on Monday. Everything seems to have been closed on Monday, and they're just trying to ramp up the fear. But, you know, they got something planned. I don't know if they'll do it Monday, but it's probably a dry run, I would think. That's just my guess. They have the National Guard in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. The Nuclear, Biological, Chemical, and Radiological Special Response Unit is camping out there during the eclipse. It's just ridiculous for an eclipse. And they're telling people, have lots of cash on hand. Make sure you know, get enough food for a while. And for an eclipse, really? Yeah, I think that they're ramping it up and that there is something in the works, too. I don't know that it will be Monday, but they're going to do something like that, and we should be prepared as we can be. I would agree with that completely, sir.
And then what about the, James, I don't know how much you've heard of this phenomenon, but
Robbie's been investigating it himself, where you're getting a lot of Bluetooth signals from these people who've taken the mRNA shots. And, you know, yep. There's like an Android developer app. Well, in developer mode, that is, there's an app you can download for Android, which, he's checked out a lot of this himself. For example, some seniors facilities that had a lot. I know you have a background in, after the break here, you know, I'd like to hear your scientific thought on this. We'll be back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease Off Drop and Lift?
What in the world is an Ease Off Drop and Lift?
Our Ease Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with James in Vancouver, Stephen Douglas Weitner, and Robbie in Florida. Now, we only got a few minutes in this segment, so we should go into the second hour to hear, you know, any kind of a constructive scientific response and discussion you could have with James on this, Robbie, but in these few minutes, maybe you could at least preface it a bit, maybe clarify a bit of what I was mentioning. You know, I mean, you were skeptical as well going in, because this could just be misdirection. But I mean, you know, you've seen too much to think that it's all just BS to distract people. Isn't that right?
Yes, it goes back to 3 years ago. I bought a phone from T-Mobile, and I was at a thrift store, and I wanted a pair of these headphones I was get. They were like Bluetooth headphones. And now when I did, I got a 12-digit number come up, and then another one, and then another one, and people were walking by me. And I'm like, why is this? Am I picking up their phone? Whatever. What? This is weird. So I live kind of in the country. When I come home that night, I told my girlfriend, I said, you know, hey, this is really weird. I don't know. Could it be? And she says, well, I don't know. Hey, the neighbors behind me, they just got their jab. And by the way, one of them's got cancer and dying. And it's ripping my heart out just even talking about these people. I love them so much. And they got the shot. So I went by their house, or close to their house, you know. Didn't get next to their house. I wasn't prowling. And it picked them up. It didn't pick them up real strong, but it picked them up. I got two numbers. So I go, you know what? Wow, there came up their number. Two numbers come up. So they went to Texas the next day to move their granddaughter out of Houston. And I go over to their house every night. They were gone for like 3-4 days. Nothing came up. When they came back, the numbers popped up again. And I said, this is really weird. I don't even know. I went to the phone place and talked to these young people. They didn't know what I was talking about. I said, nah, that's a MAC address. I don't know. It's picking up a something. I go, well, no, it's picking up the cash register in here. It's picking up that phone there, and he's picking up phones. But this here where it says it doesn't know, it just says unknown. So they didn't have no. Anyway, my phone got when they upgraded the phones or whatever, it went away. It wasn't doing it. So it never bothered me. Then about 3 or 4 months ago, I saw a video called Blue Truth. It's on BitChute. And it was, and I saw some other videos of people going by trains and picking up the whole train as it goes by, picking up numbers. Anyway, this video is really good. I tell people to watch it. And there's some other videos out there on it too. And I heard about a bailiff who was doing that on one of their morning shows. That you guys still there?
Yep.
You guys you're coming
okay.
in.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Officer Hendrick down in Mississippi.
Right. Okay. You know, you heard that then. I think John Moore had him on, or John Moore was talking about him.
Well, he comes on to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm a big fan of Deputy Hendrick.
Okay.
He's a good man.
So they spoke about this, too. You're familiar with it, then. You've heard about this, too, then.
Yep.
Okay.
And I can give you a name right now. It's called the Graphene Nano Electromechanical System Self-Sustaining Oscillator.
Right.
Like an FM radio station.
We're going to have you repeat that on the other side.
Okay.
And certainly we're giving the listener something to stick around into hour two for. All right, gentlemen, look forward to it. Listeners, don't you touch that dial, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.